In Motion is coming to Westport Plaza Sunday, September 9th from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Wheels in Motion is not just another classic car show. It's an event with food and entertainment from Steve Davis as Elvis, Dan Wallace as John Lennon, and more. Watch an assembly of a Model T Ford. Proceeds benefit the National Children's Cancer Society. Wheels in Motion at Westport Plaza, September 9th, and free to the public. A rain or shine event. For details, visit westportstl.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Ever since I read that Simon Cowell had colonic irrigations, I just like 3 minutes ago, I thought, I'm going to look this up, because I've heard, and it's usually these Hollywood types that have these colonics. You know, you never hear of your uncle or somebody going, yeah, I've got to go, I've got a colonic. Here's what it says. It says, colonic irrigation. Oh, by the way, welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, everybody. Colonic irrigation is also known as hydrotherapy of the colon. High colonic enterolavage, or simply a colonic. Let me go back to that.
They shed a bunch of water up there.
I like that
one.
High colonic enterolavage. That's pretty fancy.
Is that what they do? They shove water up there?
And then they shoot it up there, and then you shoot it out.
Let me finish. It is the process of cleansing the colon by passing several gallons of water through it with the use of special equipment.
Yeah.
It is similar to an enema, but it treats the whole colon, not just the lower bowel. This has the effect of flushing out impacted fecal matter, toxins, mucus, and even parasites, which often build up over the passage of time. It is a procedure that should only be undertaken by a qualified practitioner. So I was right. It's an enema.
Yeah,
it goes in from the bottom.
It's more water than
but you don't drink it.
No. They push it up your butt.
Well, somebody yesterday said, well, maybe you swallow it.
Oh, no. You drink the stuff and then it goes through like the stuff with your colonoscopy.
No. I want to know more about this.
Yeah, that stuff for the colonoscopy is to flush your system before they go in there, so there's nothing left in there.
Well, what's this for? This is to flush your system.
But it's going up through the other way.
Oh. Yeah, but it seems to me like it's making an extra trip up and back.
Yeah.
And why not go from the top down and out, and boom, you're done.
I think that stuff that they give you for a colonoscopy is like almost like just a laxative.
Okay, but what's the difference? Why isn't that sufficient? I mean, haven't you?
Because that's just your own body passing it, as opposed to this is what
quick and dirty.
Yeah, I mean, this
quick
is going
and dirty.
Going in the other way.
So Simon Cowell, next time you folks see Simon Cowell,
I want you
to think of a colonic. When you look at him, imagine him shoving a nozzle up his butt regularly. It said frequent colonics. I don't know what that means, once a week, once a month, once a day. I don't know. But that's how, if I see him again, I will not be able to get that out of my mouth.
He's had gallons of water up his butt.
There's a guy who just recently shoved a nozzle up his butt and blew gallons of water into his rectum.
Oh. No wonder his T-shirts fit so well.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. No, he's not holding the water in. See, his T-shirts would be tight if you were holding the water.
Yeah, you don't keep it in there. You push it in there. You get it back out.
Yeah, you release it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
How in the world? And it says should only be undertaken by a qualified practitioner. So he goes somewhere and has this done? I'll bet you he does it himself. I bet it's like that propofol Jackson thing. Oh. I bet he does.
I'll bet they
can teach you to give yourself
a
colonic.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Cowell.
Oh, good. Nice to see you again, Mr. Cowell. Drop your pants, bend over. We're ready for you. He probably has his own personalized nozzle with his name on it. And it can't be like a regular bag because it says gallons.
Oh.
Yeah, a regular bag, like those enema bags, that doesn't hold a gallon, doesn't hold gallons. I'm very intrigued by this. And remember, too, then, that he... Well, this is
number
why
two.
This is why he can have black toilet paper. No, he has black toilet paper, and this is the guy who did his biography and spent a lot of time with him, and in his home he has black toilet paper. Well, of course it can be black. There's nothing there. He colonicked himself.
Oh.
Everything's out of there.
Didn't you just use a garden hose?
No. You got to have a nozzle.
It's some kind of tubing, I think, to just shove up.
So that's enough. I think I've said enough about it. But look, if you're like me, you have to be curious when you see that Simon Cowell does colonic irrigations. And by the way, if you're at a cocktail party in Ladue and you want to really be high class, you remember the other word for it is a high colonic enterolavage.
I think lavage just stands for a bath.
I thought it was a cracker.
No.
With butter. That they give
cracker
you
with
the meal.
Butter.
Give me some more of that lavage. What's that stuff called? It's something like that. I'm serious. It's like a thin, flat cracker. And it's got a name, kind of like, it's called, I'm not
Oh,
kidding.
I know what you're talking about.
It's called lavage or something. It's very similar. I don't want to eat a cracker that sounds like this. Like it's part of
lavage, a washing, especially of a hollow organ such as the stomach or lower bowel, with repeated injections
of
water.
Aren't all organs hollow? Really, think about it. Except the liver.
Hollow.
Aren't they all hollow?
It looks pretty good in here right now.
Yeah, think about it. Stomach hollow, assuming there's nothing in it.
I don't know. The heart has
lungs,
a bunch
hollow.
Of aortas and everything,
okay.
And ventricles. And
okay.
Yeah, Chris can enlighten us. She said she knows someone.
Does
that
Chris
does
take
that.
Colonics?
No, she doesn't. But she knows someone.
Let
that
me.
Does.
I'd love to talk to Chris. Chris, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great, and I'm aiming the PM.
Well, thank you. Everybody should be. So what are we missing here?
My stepdaughter gets these all the time because she's all real healthy and everything.
Well, hold on. She gets them because she's huffy?
Healthy.
Oh, healthy.
Healthy. She's all, like, she works out. She's good. But she swears she feels so much better. She also gets on the scale when she is home, and she loses, like, 5 pounds every time because it really doesn't.
Well, I need to do this all four times a day.
Yeah.
I need about eight of them right now.
Probably got 20 pounds.
Yeah. It's like, she says, like, if you don't, the reason you want to do it at a doctor's, not try it on your own, is like, you can cramp up really bad if you don't do it right. So
you're getting the big kick out of your daughter cramping.
It's just funny because it is gross, but it's, since I had this expertise vicariously through my stepdaughter, I wanted to help the gang out there,
All right, let me ask you a question. How often does your stepdaughter do this?
Well, she used to do it, almost once a month, but I guess to save money, she cut back.
Did she tell you what it cost to get a colonic?
I don't remember. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't like it was, much more than 50 or 60 bucks at the most.
Wow. I would charge more than that to do that to somebody. I would charge you a lot more. If you're coming into me and I got to get in your butt, I'm not doing it for 50 bucks.
No, they don't stay in there with you. They put the thing, they insert the thing, and then they leave you.
Oh, that's even worse.
You go to town, and it takes about an hour.
An hour?
Oh, come on.
An hour with that thing in your butt?
Well, it's like, okay, imagine
they turn the water up there.
Well, imagine if you have your hose and you're cleaning something off, like, that's stuck on your patio or whatever.
Like a power washer.
Like that.
So let me
in 5 minutes.
All right, so let me ask you this. It's going in and then coming out continuously
right.
At the same time.
Yeah, because you have to, push it out or else it'll cramp up. I mean, not to be gross, but you have to literally push it out because if you forget or if your muscles get weak and you stop pushing, you'll start cramping up, she told me.
If I worked at a doctor's office as like a helper or technician and they said, you're in charge of colonics, I'd quit right there. I'd go, no, I'll do something else. I'll restock the Band-Aid jar. I'll put new rubber gloves in the office. I'll write people up on paper when they walk in or fill out this form. I'm not doing a colonic thing. I'm not working in that part. That is.
She's kind of cute, so maybe you wouldn't mind if it was her. But yeah, if it was like, Peon or Dan, maybe it would be kind of weird.
Oh,
if it was her
wow. Wait a minute.
I don't want to do it
with
anybody. Cute, ugly,
like
fat,
slam.
Skinny. I don't care who they are. I don't want to perform that procedure on them because it's kind of disgusting. And I wonder, and let me ask you, do you think that it's really that good? Has it changed her life that much? I mean, you obviously haven't done it, and she's told you about it.
Well, I want to do it, but I'm kind of afraid. But I really would like to do it because, yeah, she's very healthy, and, you know, the only reason she stopped doing it is because of the cost.
If I thought that I could lose, like she's not a big girl, is she? Is she overweight?
No, she's in really good shape. Okay, so for her to lose 5 pounds is huge.
Okay, that means I should lose like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm serious. If I thought I could go in there, I would let them do that for me. If I would walk out 40, 50
man,
pounds.
Man, that means you're full of it.
No, that's just because the average person has about 5 pounds of stuff in there.
Where does all that stuff go when it comes out?
In a bucket.
In a bucket.
Yeah, it comes back out, yeah.
Oh, no.
No, it comes back out a tube,
really,
doesn't it?
This is disgusting.
Doesn't it? The water comes in a tube, and then it comes back out in a tube, doesn't it?
But they have to put it into something.
No, I would think it just kind of flushes on out your cavity.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
In other words,
think of
it as putting a hose in a long piece of hollow pipe that's capped at one end. It would just kind of
exactly.
Go in and come out, go in, come out. You're just washing it out.
Yeah, and I've heard that the therapist or whoever stands there with you always looks to see what's coming out to make sure.
Said that they walked out and left her.
Really?
Yeah, they don't stay. They don't stay.
They stick the thing in and they'll see you in an hour.
Can you have them stay if you want?
Oh, you sick.
No, I'm assuming the people that go a lot would want maybe they get a rapport with the technician.
No, heck no. What are you going to talk about when they're in there?
Well, how's everything look? Crappy rapport.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Well, I'm glad you called, Chris. A lot of other people are calling.
I'm glad I called, too.
Thank you very, very much. Now we have other people who are calling. Hopefully they are colonic patients. Let's go to Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you?
I've never had a colonic, Frank.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Okay.
I know. Only. Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Has this ever happened to you? You're arguing with somebody about something like a celebrity or some wealthy person said, and the person you're arguing with says to you, well, they've got a lot more money than you'll ever have. And you realize, damn it, now I'm completely shut down. I've got no argument whatsoever because they will have more money than I will ever have. But, you know, in my case, Frank, that's true of just about everyone else.
Yeah, but that doesn't make the person right that has the money.
But that's what they tell you.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know what you're talking about. And they act like, well, they got a lot more money than you do. Like, because of that, they must be smarter than you.
That's right. And you're completely shut down. That's it.
Hey, Kim Kardashian has a lot of money, and she can't do anything. And she's stupid. And Paris Hilton's stupid. And she's got a lot of money.
But they've got a lot more money than we'll ever have.
Well, that's a fact.
That's right.
That's a fact. We didn't do something. We did something wrong, or we just didn't do something right. One or the other.
Or we're just idiots.
I guess.
And we can't put up a good argument because.
Because we don't have the kind of money they do.
That's right.
That's a good point. All right, Steve, go get a colonic.
I would feel a lot better. Probably I wouldn't be so crappy.
Yeah. Or crappy.
Me too. Thank you, Steve.
All right.
Hey, here, I see it right here. It says the therapist usually looks at the... It says the warm filter water is slowly released into the colon, and then the water causes the muscles of the colon to contract, called peristalsis. And then peristalsis pushes the feces out through the hose to be disposed in a closed waste system. But it says the therapist usually looks at the feces through the clear hose and may comment on the color.
So no, thanks.
It looks like the therapist wants to see what's coming out of you.
Well, that's a sick therapist. That's their job. Let's go to Ken. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Let me just check for a second. Doing great.
Good. Yesterday, you were talking about that TV show Cheaters.
Yes.
And I recall a story. I don't remember what year it was, but he was stabbed by someone when he was confronting them on the show.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I think I remember seeing that episode.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now you got a reality TV show.
Yeah, but I just didn't know if you were aware of that. So
I'm only aware of one show. I just found this show 3 days ago, and I've only seen the one, so no, I didn't know about that. But I like the idea of the show. It seems kind of dangerous to me.
Yeah, but I just remembered after you talking about it that he was stabbed a few years ago. Doing the confrontation, so.
Now, was the host stabbed or the guy who
was... No, the host was stabbed.
Whoa. Now I got to really watch it. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank
bye.
You, Ken. And off to Jim. Look at these phones. Good grief. One of the Jims is gone. Let's go to the other Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. A couple things to comment. If you were to get that, Frank, there would be no more show.
Why do you say that?
Because everything.
Oh, I get it. Because I'm full of, yeah. And that would be gone. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, and actually I've known several people that have done it and do coffee enemas, and it's not really a big deal.
And not a big deal in terms of, in your case,
it's a big, big deal.
Yeah, okay, you made that clear.
Wow.
Yeah, you, that's twice now. That's two. When you say not a big deal, it's just not uncomfortable or a horrible thing to go through.
Well,
do they swear by it? Like, oh, it changed my life. I feel so much better and all that.
Well,
stuff.
They don't. I mean, it's varying degrees. It's like acupuncture, for example. You know, it's like either love it or not.
Yeah, I think I may pass on this one, so to speak.
I've heard of.
Thank you, Jim.
I've heard of the coffee enemas. Yeah,
let's go to Lorraine. I don't get the coffee enema thing. Hello,
hi.
Lorraine. How are you?
Hi, I'm AM in the PM.
That's the way everybody should be. How can
What's
we help?
The good thing with people loving enemas? I can't get on.
No,
that.
I don't get it either. It's actually a fetish for some people. It's a turn on.
I wouldn't. I mean, I remember when I was a kid. That was if you had a fever, your mom always gave you an enema, and it used to cramp me. And I used to think, who would end up?
And I'm with you. I have not had one since I was a little child, and I remember it as a horrible, horrible experience.
Oh yeah, you get this cramp in your belly. It's
terrible.
It's torture, and I say, why would anybody want to do anything like that? I couldn't get a thrill out of that.
There's some sick weirdos in the world.
Yep, I guess there is. Well, what is it for? To make you lose weight or something? Is that why they?
Well, the health freaks think that it cleans you of toxins.
There's impacted.
And it gets rid of impacted whatever. I think it's extremist stuff. I think your body. Your body naturally will, get rid of whatever it's supposed to get rid of. I just think it's, for the most part, kind of nutty people. That's my opinion. Lorraine, you have a wonderful voice.
Oh, thank you.
You have a very nice voice. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Anytime. Bye-bye. She's very pleasant. Mm-hmm. You know how you talk to some people and you know that they're probably just nice, pleasant people? And you talk to other people and you immediately go, jerk. She was pleasant. One more and we'll take a break. That would be Dean. Hello, Dean.
Hey, Frank, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. You was talking about cheaters yesterday, and I heard the person calling just a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joey Greco is the host, and he did get stabbed, and they were out on a pontoon boat when it hit.
Now, is he the guy with the slick back hair?
Yeah, he's the main guy that does it. There's another guy that fills in on some other shows for him sometimes.
He's not as good, though.
No, he's not as good. And one other thing, Frank, are you familiar with G4 Network?
Yes.
It's on there every morning from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock. They show 4 episodes.
I don't get up till 10.
You don't? Okay, well then.
I'm kidding. I'm sort of kidding, but I'm sort of not kidding. I cannot get up in the morning. I wish I could. I'd love to be one of these up at 6 o'clock people, but that's good to know. Although that show is not the kind of show that to me would be fun to watch in the morning. That's the kind of show you want to watch at night. I don't know why, but you think of cheating and you think of night, hotel, motel, surveillance, night cam, you know. So
yeah.
It wouldn't be the same.
And there's also an episode where they go through the whole thing of the guy hasn't followed his wife and everything, and then they go to confront her, and she happens to be in his father's car that he left him, who passed away, which is a real nice old Chevy 2 Nova. You remember them?
Sure.
They were in that, in the back seat, and when Joey Greco told the guy about it, he's in this big four-wheel drive pickup truck with dualies on the back. He butts up against the Nova and pushes it in the water.
Oh. I love this show.
It's a great show. There's a whole bunch of them that are really good, so you got to check into them, Frank.
I'll do it.
And the show's probably been on, I'm going to say, probably 10 years, if not more than that.
Hey, man. I'm slow.
Okay,
I just found it. Thank you, Dean. I'd like to sneak one more in here. We got time. We got the Wood Report next hour, but this hour we're pretty clear. Let's get Mike. Is he next?
Yes.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
All right. Second time.
Hey, is that why the early colonists were such clear thinkers and formed our country? The early
colonists.
Yeah. No. Oh, see what he's trying to do?
The 13 colonies.
He's trying to make a colony joke.
That's kind of gross. They eat a lot of corn, though, so that's okay.
See, Mike, this is not working, Mike.
Comedy's hard.
It's really hard. You've just
proven
it.
I'll leave it to professionals.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
All right. That's
pretty funny.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're dark-haired blonde. You would think that was funny.
One day, as another workday comes to a close.
Hey, honey.
Oh, man, what a day. I feel like I've worked 12 hours, and I really don't feel like going home to cook.
So let's do dinner at DeLeo's in Florissant.
DeLeo's for dinner, huh? One problem.
There's a problem?
Yeah, there's a problem.
With DeLeo's?
No, all the lunches we've done at DeLeo's were fabulous, especially the Big Rabboni.
A great sandwich. I can taste why it was declared the best of the best in the U.S. on the Food Network, which also rated DeLeo's as one of the top 5 delis in America. So what's the problem?
I was already at DeLeo's today for lunch.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 9 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m., and Sunday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
So now we can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli has an outdoor patio, a free private party room, and Wi-Fi. There are also 3 art galleries featuring local artists.
Food for the body and food for thought.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli, just south of Newhall's Ferry on North Lindbergh and Florissant. For more, go to DeLeo'sDeli.com.
Tonight, I'm making it DeLeo's.
There are a lot of reasons the foundation of your home is settling and cracking, and there are a lot of reasons PermaJack is the way to stop the sinking before the damage gets worse. PermaJack, the patented system engineered to support any size building on hydraulically driven steel piers. PermaJack offers flexibility other methods can't match. Each installation is tailored exactly to the building's size and strength. A large excavation isn't needed for PermaJack, so the piers can be installed wherever necessary without large crews and heavy equipment. In fact, in states where homes have basements, PermaJack is installed from inside as well as outside the foundation. Other systems can't be tested. They can continue to sink with the surrounding soil, but each PermaJack installation is tested to ensure foundation stability. PermaJack, solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois, there's a lot of crap today that makes people worried and stressed out. Economy, environment, politics. Let me tell you a story. This is about a kid. Well, he's actually 23. And P.S., getting old for me is a stress factor. Anyway, this kid bought a Meyer Honda Accord a few years ago, and he is one of the nicest people in a Honda. And he is rough on cars. He waits to the last minute to deal with maintenance. It's unkempt, driven hard, etc. His Accord has been so good to him with just the basics. He has almost 250,000 miles on it. No worries. Just let's all hope that Accord can transport him to a job interview. Now is the time to get your Accord from Meyer Honda. We're doing it all to get you in the right Accord for the lowest price. Economy? Check. Great gas mileage, lowest prices. Environment? Check. Great gas mileage, ultra-low emissions. Politics and aging? That's a different story. Your Gateway Honda dealer, Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
Hey, Crew Carney here, and I keep hearing about great trips that my friends just came back from. And you know what? It's my turn. Join me and my wife on an amazing Mexico adventure to kick off 2013. We'll be one of the first people to hit the brand new Secrets Vine in Cancun. It's the trip of a lifetime, and packages start under $1,700. That includes airfare, hotel transfers, all your meals, unlimited drinks, and so much more. Call Classic Travel and Cruises, 636-625-8000.
Reduce energy costs with an Emerson ceiling fan from Metro Lighting. Emerson sets the standard for ceiling fan quality, reliability, and performance. And today, fan designs combine form and function with styles to fit any personality while getting the most out of your heating and cooling dollars. Visit any Metro Lighting to browse their large selection of St. Louis-based Emerson ceiling fans starting at just $89. Because today, it's about more than just moving air. It's about moving air in style. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com. For the location nearest you.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
This Saturday, Miss
Mizzou battles the Georgia Bulldogs.
Don't miss the First Community Credit Union halftime show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Go to firstcommunity.com for all your savings and loans.
Now through November 30th, every time you use your Commerce Visa check card, you're entered to win $10,000. Official rules at commercebank.com/visa check card. Your burger dreams are coming true at Denny's. Choose from 37 burger ingredients, like fresh avocados or sauteed mushrooms. It's build your own burger at Denny's.
Around the room, how do you wash your back? Do you have like a one of those back scratcher things or one of those...
I just get as far as I can with my hands.
Yeah.
Well, then you're not clean. Oh. Your middle of your back is not clean. The middle of your back is actually not healthy.
I have somebody do it.
Oh, that's a good answer. And I'm sure you don't have any trouble getting somebody to wash.
How about your front?
No comment.
I don't take a shower at all. So
my wife has this...
like a loofah?
Yeah. It's like a short, thick jump rope or something, and you just kind of, like you would dry with a towel.
Oh, yeah.
You just kind of rub it across your back, up and down, and mm-hmm. it's kind of like brushy, so it sort of scrubs you. It's actually pretty neat. Women can find stuff that a guy could never find. They know where those stores are.
Oh, you just don't care about it.
But they do.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'll say, where did you get this? She'll find stuff I'll see in the bathroom. What is it? Where did you find this?
Does she let you use that thing?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No. She doesn't know that I use it.
Oh. Well, when she sees hairs on it, she'll...
That's kind of a giveaway.
That cheese on there.
Some back hair cheese.
Let's see... Oh, man, talk about living. We are living the Jetsons life. We are George and Jane Jetson. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about. In USA Today, there on the front of the sports section, that article about the Navy SEALs and the U.S. sailing team, there's a, and Beyond, you'll know what this is. It looks like kind of a barcode. But it's a square, and it's got some black stuff in it.
Oh, yeah, QC code.
It's what?
I think it's called a QC or QF code, I think.
Yeah, it's QR.
QR, that's it, yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but...
I never knew this till today.
And I don't think a lot of people use them.
No, but the idea that you can't, and here's what I'm talking about, folks. I have a smartphone. iPhone is a smartphone, right, Piot?
Yes.
I'm looking at this story, and I see this this barcode-looking thing, and then it says... To view video of the U.S. Olympic sailing team undergoing Navy SEAL, maneuvers, hold your phone up to the paper and snap this code, and the video will come on your phone.
Wow.
Did you do it, though? I think you have to have an app for it.
I don't think I have the
special
app, but the idea
you can get
that
it
you
free.
Can, but the idea you can, that you can do it.
Oh,
you
sure.
Hold your phone up to the newspaper... Let it capture that code, and then you watch a video on your phone.
That's
unbelievable.
A lot of advertising billboards, or smaller advertising, will have a little like a case of Pepsi or whatever, where you can.
I know that I'm not out in front of all the technology, but I didn't know. I know my phone has a barcode reader. I can go in a store, pick up a product, hold my phone up to the barcode, and it'll tell me the price.
It's
and
quick
also
response.
Tell me where all you can buy it and what the average cost is and where they sell it cheaper and all that stuff. Call quick response is what the QR stands for. But the idea that you can hold it up to newspaper and then that zaps a video into your... it's unbelievable.
Yeah, you have to have a special app for it, I think, but it's free.
Well, I may get it just to see how that works. Has anybody seen Janet Jackson on the Nutrisystem commercial?
Yeah.
No. She looks exactly... like her brother.
I know.
That same little pointed artificial looking nose, like she can hardly breathe out of it.
Yeah.
She's freaky looking, don't you think?
Yes, she is.
She's scary looking.
Not as freaky looking as LaToya, but LaToya
they all kind of looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
But she's got that little Michael Jackson pointy pencil point nose, and she just looks so artificial, like some kind of mannequin or something. And I love it when they say things like, if I can do it, you can do it. Well, first of all, they paid Janet Jackson you can figure at least $5 million, because 20 years ago, 15 years ago, that's what they offered Tom, Arnold, and Roseanne, $5 million apiece from Nutrisystem. So I'm sure today the price has gone up. Yeah, for $5 million, yeah, you bet I can do it. I can do what you can do if you give me $5 million. And Nutrisystem works. I'm not knocking I used to speak for Nutrisystem, and I lost 40 pounds with it. It does work. I just am not Janet Jackson. I didn't get $5 million. We have our, now this has just been confirmed, even though the sighting was April 2nd, the 29th confirmed, and this is from the Missouri Department of Conservation, 29th confirmed sighting of a mountain lion in the state of Missouri.
Mm. Wow.
On April 2nd in Grundy County. Now, this is northern Missouri. Because if you remember, the first bears and mountain lions were spotted in southern Missouri. They said they came up from Arkansas, whatever. So now we have mountain lions in northern Missouri. And they said they had, the first sighting was 1994. This year, two were confirmed in Reynolds County in southeast Missouri. And now this one in Grundy County, which I never heard of. It's the north-central section of Missouri. So 29, now that's just confirmed. So there could be like 100 mountain lions, maybe, or 200. Is this a good thing? I don't know. That you have to now eventually maybe worry about walking out, taking a walk, and a mountain lion jumping on you or something. Mm-hmm. You think you had to live in, I don't know, Colorado or something for that to happen. Mad cow is in the news. I don't know what mad cow disease is, but we have a mad cow joke. It's the only known mad cow joke, and we have it for you today because of this story. It says that it's turned up in California. It's the first case since 2006 and only the fourth in U.S. history. If that's true, that this is only the fourth case of mad cow in history, do you remember the pandemonium?
Oh, my goodness.
They said it could be
like
again.
West Nile virus and mad cow disease. Oh, my goodness. And it was not a big deal, apparently.
Yeah, they said it could impact the beef industry again. Huge.
Well, not according to this. It says that it turned up one case. It's the only one since 06. It says there's no danger to humans, and the meat never entered the food supply. The cow was from a dairy in Central California. They sent it to a transfer station. I think you know what that means. Death row.
Yeah.
Death row for cows. Where it was, and I love this word, rendered.
Oh.
I believe that means
fire
put
pit.
Into the blender. Yeah. It means not good if you get rendered. And so it's no threat. It's no big deal. It says dairy cows are usually sent to slaughter for meat when their milk production begins to decrease, generally 4 to 6 years old. I didn't know that. If it appears to be diseased, but not if it has mad cow disease, it's sent to a rendering plant. The carcass is ground and cooked at high heat to turn it into usable protein for animal feed. Man, there's a whole other world out that we don't know exists out there when it comes to slaughterhouses, you know, and stuff like this, and turning horses into glue and that kind of thing.
That's what I just read today. Burger King's going to phase out all their other sources of pork and eggs, and it'll be all cage-free by 2017.
Why?
Have you ever seen any of those videos on those caged?
Don't watch them.
Yeah.
Don't watch them. Just eat. Sit down and eat.
But it is nice to think that before, you know, whatever, the chickens or pigs are killed.
And how do you really know they're cage-free? Seriously. How do we know anything we're told is really true? I'm watching the news this morning, and I'm listening to two different sides, the left and the right, and both of them sound like they know what they're talking about, and they throw numbers out, and one is contradictory to the other. Employment is up, unemployment's up, unemployment's down. Others, the economy is turning around, the economy's not turning around. And both people speaking are educated people, they are smart, and they're telling two completely different stories. And how do we know what's true? And if you bought a thing and it said organic, how do you really know that? You don't really know it. I'm just like skeptical about everything. So I'll just, if I'm hungry, I eat. And I don't really pay much attention to where it came from. Now, I love this story. Simi Valley, S-I-M-I, I believe is where the Reagan Ronald Reagan Library is. I believe his whole that whole funeral thing took place in Simi Valley. The city of Simi Valley, California, has passed a new law, and that what they're trying to do is keep the adult film business or porn production business out of Simi Valley. Almost all the porn is shot in California, and the great majority of it, for whatever reason, is shot in Chatsworth, California, wherever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it says it's near the L.A. County border. Isn't that interesting that a place, it's like Branson kind of became the retirement entertainment mecca, and Chatsworth, for whatever reason, is where the porn. Well, Simi Valley doesn't want it shot there. So to make it tougher, they passed this new law, and this was Monday night at their meeting. It says, beginning in May, all film productions must use condoms at all times, and under the new law, the producers of the videos, I love this part, have to submit unedited copies of all of their adult films to the Simi Valley Police Department for review.
Oh.
Review.
So the cops get to watch, by law, they have to watch
every video
unedited. You can't give them an edited version. You got to give, they got to see it all.
Wow.
The raw feed.
Watch the applications to be on the Simi Valley Police Department skyrocket.
Yeah.
A lot of cops are going to be wanting to go there. It says the law has an exemption when filming for personal use. Well, if you're filming for personal use, it's not even, of course it's an exception. You don't have to wear a condom in your personal life if you don't want to. And then it says many adult films are made in Chatsworth near L.A. County's border. And they're hoping this will just make it difficult enough that they'll just, you know, keep them away from their backyard and they won't shoot them there. Did you see the soccer ball that was lost in the tsunami?
Yes.
And it ended up 3,000, still inflated, 3,000 miles away. Belonged to a teenager in Tokyo. He lost his home in the tsunami. And what's interesting is when you read the story in print, as it was published, they refer to it as a football. They call what we call a soccer ball a football. I didn't know that.
Oh, we're the only ones that call it soccer.
Yeah.
I think everybody else calls it football.
But don't they call the sport soccer? I mean,
No, they call it football.
They call it football over
really?
In Europe. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I'm reading the article, and I saw it on TV, and it says the boys' football. And I thought, well, shoot, I saw that. That wasn't a football. It was a soccer ball.
For some reason, we're the only ones that call it soccer.
3,000 miles away, they found that ball. And I think it had some writing on it or something. They were able to track it back and get it back to this kid. That's pretty amazing. Gentlemen, pay close attention to this next story. It is possible. And not only is it possible, this is a real story. It actually happened. A woman can squeeze your testicle so hard it can kill you.
Whoa.
I believe that.
41-year-old woman. Rode, it says, on her scooter. Now, they don't make it clear if that's a little Vespa-type motor scooter or one of those handicapped little, you know, three-wheel things like you get in the supermarket. But it said she took her scooter to an elementary school, and she was going to pick up her child. So I guess it was like a motor scooter. And she wanted to park it in front of a store, and the shop owner said, you can't park it here. She gets into it with him. They get into a fight. She grabbed, first of all, how do you grab in a fight a guy's testicles unless he's wearing some kind of real flimsy, loose,
I guess she just
like
grabbed
jogging
the area,
shorts.
Even through the clothing.
She squeezed them. He collapsed to the ground. He's rushed to the hospital, died.
Wow.
So there you go.
Man.
It can be done. She must be very strong.
Yeah.
Although... It, ladies, it does. I shouldn't be telling you this. It does not take a whole lot of pressure to really hurt.
No,
and you can't explain that pain to women. You can't. Like they can't explain childbirth, but they sort of can.
Yeah.
Because I think I sort of get childbirth, and I don't want to get gross, but I can equate it with, you know, something trying to come out of something that's stretching and hurts.
A kidney
stone. You can't explain the feeling of getting your testicles squeezed or kicked.
Yeah, usually the glancing blow hurts the worst.
Oh, my goodness. And it's
just a nick.
And how would you describe it?
It's like your insides want to explode.
It's not a stomach ache, but it feels like it's not just that area that hurts. It radiates.
Every nerve in your torso
your
is like
your entire lower part of your body is screaming in there in pain. It's unbelievable.
It takes your breath
incapacitating.
Away.
Yeah, you cannot. Yeah.
You know, it is incapacitating, and now we know it can kill you.
Wow.
Okay, so be careful who you deal with, who you tangle with, and if one wants to park her scooter, let her park it.
Hi, I'm George Weber, president of Weber Chevrolet and a proud parent of a student at CBC High School. As a current parent, I can say that I am extremely impressed with how dedicated the staff and teachers are. My son found his niche at CBC in the Music and Fine Arts program and has grown so much in just a short time. I am extremely proud of the school today because his teachers at CBC continue to set the bar high for all their students. They expect more from them, and they expect their alumni to have all the tools they need to succeed in college and in life. This year, I invite all parents and alumni to connect with CBC and see why CBC remains one of the most popular college preparatory high schools in St. Louis. There are many things that will make you proud. There has never been a better time to be part of CBC. I'm George Weber of Weber Chevrolet, and I am one, but I'm not the only one. CBC High School, men for tomorrow, brothers for life.
You can learn more about all the great things happening at CBC. Go online to cbchs.org or contact the CBC Alumni Relations Office at 314-985-6098.
A lot of people talk about changing America, and a lot of people talk about what they'll do to change America. But let me paint a picture for you. Next couple of days, next couple of weeks, you're going to walk into a supermarket, and you're going to walk in the beer aisle, and you're going to see a beer, and the beer is going to say American Patriot Beer. And you're going to think to yourself, I've never seen that before. Well, let me tell you a story about American Patriot Beer. They're out to change America. One beer at a time. That's their slogan. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, American brewed, American beer. It's great. It's American Patriot Beer Light and American Patriot Beer Lager. Cool, crisp taste, American made beer made right here in America. You want to change America? Buy American. American Patriot Beer. Taking back America one beer at a time. American Patriot Beer.
One day as another workday comes to a close.
Hey, honey.
Oh, man, what a day. I feel like I've worked 12 hours, and I really don't feel like going home to cook.
So let's do dinner at DeLeo's in Florissant.
DeLeo's for dinner, huh? One problem.
There's a problem?
Yeah, there's a problem.
With DeLeo's?
No, all the lunches we've done at DeLeo's were fabulous, especially the Big Rabboni.
A great sandwich. I can taste why it was declared the best of the best in the U.S. on the Food Network, which also rated DeLeo's as one of the top 5 delis in America. So what's the problem?
I was already at DeLeo's today for lunch.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 9 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m., and Sunday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
So now we can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli has an outdoor patio, a free private party room, and Wi-Fi. There are also 3 art galleries featuring local artists.
Food for the body and food for thought.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli, just south of Newhall's Ferry on North Lindbergh and Florissant. For more, go to DeLeo'sDeli.com.
Tonight, I'm making it DeLeo's.
When it comes to O'Kelly's at the ballpark, I can guarantee you this much right now. I can vouch for the nachos, pizzas, burgers, amazing pub pretzels, signature sandwiches, and so much more. I absolutely love the atmosphere and the food at O'Kelly's at the ballpark. So will you. It's become the place to go before, during, and after every baseball game because O'Kelly's at the ballpark is a stone's throw from Busch Stadium. And as I mentioned before and will mention often, the food is terrific. A veritable plethora of flat-screen TVs to watch every minute of all the action, live music, DJs, karaoke, pool, darts, 3 bars, outdoor patio, 2 floors, and the best looking bartenders in all the land. Happy hours 7 days a week. O'Kelly's at the ballpark. Check them out. O'Kelly's at the ballpark on Facebook. I can tell you this much right now. You want a great lunch, awesome food at a cheap price? Make it your destination before, after, and during every baseball game. 756 South 4th Street.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive, anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive, so therefore you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone, 314-645-6840 to find out more, arcamidwest.com. But you've tried the others, now try ARCA.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area, residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, that's 1-800-NEW-ROOF, or johnbealroofing.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. Or
have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Make the switch to Advil PM. Take action. Take Advil PM. Shopping for a new car? At Cars.com, read expert and consumer reviews so you know you're getting the right car. Cars.com. Confidence comes standard. Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
KTRS St. Louis.
Streaming live at KTRS.